The second thing is the Basel process, which is the Basel agreements and the capital adequacy in Basel 1, 2, and 3. Basel 1 comes in 1988. This is after the sovereign debt crisis of 1982, and they finally, oh gosh, you know, we actually need to have some kind of standardization. It takes them a long time to come up with it. They finally come up with it in 1988, and it's due to be implemented, and it's revised until about 1994, just in time for the next crisis. So the Mexican peso crisis is 1994. Then they think, oh, well, we need to revamp this into Basel II. And so they revamp it, and they design it, and they carefully craft it between, say, 2002 and 2004. The final version comes out in 2006, just in time for the next financial crisis. So it tends to be a sort of a backward-looking process. It's, it takes a long time to negotiate with the banks how it's going to be implemented. And so there's problems there. It's Basel III, which is the one that came after the global financial crisis, was finalized only in December 2017, and they're expecting full implementation only over the next 10 years. So if you're wondering when the next global financial crisis is going to happen, there might be some clues there.